This episode of Ask Men's Health is sponsored by Samsung Galaxy Watch 4, helping you to be your best self.
Hello, I'm Christopher Riley, and you're listening to a special episode of Ask Men's Health. This week, we're doing things a little differently. Looking back on the wild ride that was 2021, we bring you the Men's Health Quiz of the Year. The rules are simple. We have 12 questions, all relating to updates in health, sport, and popular culture over the past year, as well as the lives and legacies of our own cover stars. It's intended to be fun and lighthearted, but if you're careful, you might just learn a few things along the way. All answers will have been reported within Men's Health stories and interviews throughout the year, so we hope you've been paying attention. Speaking of paying attention, I'm joined by two people who really should know every answer off by heart. First up, we have Scott, our editor and returning guest. Welcome, Scott.
Thanks, Chris. Good to be back.
Always good to have you. And facing off against Scott, we have Nicolina, a newbie to the pod and the Men's Health digital editor. How are you, Nick?
Great. Appreciate the pressure.
Listen, Nick, you'd be glad to know that Scott vetoed my request to include punishments in today's quiz. I was going to have you down in raw eggs and sort of answering questions in headstands, so you're off the hook on that one.
I just didn't think you'd want to suffer the punishments.
Oh, don't worry. Next time we'll do it.
All right. Without further ado, let's get quizzical. Sorry, I had to say that. Okay, so 12 questions. we're going to start easy. So the questions sort of, they range from the serious to the sort of lighthearted, and we're starting with the lighthearted. So number one. Pay attention.
Nicolina brings her phone out to Google.
Back up.
Okay, Chris Hemsworth featured as our cover star when we returned to newsstands back in March. In it, he revealed his favourite film of his. What was it?
Oh.
And Scott's looking confused. So, Scott, you did the interview for this one,
right?
No.
So this interview was Ben Jody. This was our deputy editor, okay, Ben Jody. True. So I'll take that point if that's up for offer.
But you've spoken to him a bunch of times, haven't you? What's he like to interview?
It's funny because I always ask people in their interviews in a obviously more politically correct way, but I always say, are there any projects you regret doing? That's kind of a question I like to... Most people are pretty respectful to the crews and team that work on the movies, but...
yeah, I want to know that.
I feel like Chris, though, hasn't done any real stinkers. So I'm trying to like put myself in his shoes of what would be the
Hang
most
on, is
fun.
This any movie?
Of his, though.
Of his. Yeah, his no, own, not just oh, right. That's
his
why I was
favorite. Like- No, this is ones that he's acted in. So just do a quick mental inventory.
Look, I'm going to say Thor Ragnarok because I can just see him having fun on that. And Taika is a bit of a lad. And I think those boys, yeah.
Yeah. So that's Scott's answer. Nick?
Now I feel like I have... No, I'm not going to say that.
What's your favourite Chris Hemsworth movie?
Oh, gosh.
Well,
one of the 100 Thors.
That's a singing endorsement. I'm going to give you 5, 4.
I'll lock in
3,
for Ragnarok.
2.
I'm going to do the same because I feel like he knows the answer.
1. That is one apiece to start on.
Yes.
Was that really his favorite?
That's correct. Well done.
Happy days.
And you're absolutely right. In the interview as well, he's pressed for his worst films and he refuses to answer, which is fair enough, Scott.
That is fair enough. It's very respectful to say that.
Did you ask Ben to ask him that?
No.
All right. Nick, you might have fared a little bit better on this one. Okay. Star of hit TV show Riverdale and May issue cover star KJ Apa is known for his tattoos that celebrate which Pacific Island nation?
Oh, I know this one. I think I know. Now that I've said that, I'm going to get it wrong and it's on the record.
Does he have the tattoos in Riverdale, Nick?
He has some, definitely, but I think they put some fake ones on there too.
Got you. He plays a bad boy.
I know how many he has.
Well, I wish I could ask that question now. All right, think of your Pacific Island nations. He's a Kiwi. Well, he's born and bred a Kiwi.
Yeah, goodness. So that was going to be my...
No bonus points for that, I'm afraid, Scott.
Oh, so it's not New Zealand. Okay, cool. Well, that rules it out. Then.
Oh, shit. No, that's not a Pacific Island nation.
Well, that's what I was like. I was going to say New Zealand, but that's...
Yeah, I was going to say New Zealand too. Yeah.
So it looks like some guesswork.
Samoa?
Here.
Tonga.
There you go. Two wild guesses and Scott is correct. Samoa.
Hey.
His father is Samoan. Okay, 2-1 to Scott Henderson, a.k.a. Print. number 3, straying into some more serious topics now. Aussie legend Jimmy Niggles raised $1 million in May after not shaving his beard for 11 years. Hmm. But what cause was he raising money for?
I feel like we'll both get this point.
I was going to say Movember. Is that wrong?
Oh, maybe not. No?
So that would be an interesting time to raise $1 million for Movember in May.
Oh.
So
with a beard.
I'm gonna, beard.
Yeah, exactly.
Facial hair.
Nah, Jimmy Niggles is, I think it was, I forget what it was called, but it's skin check.
Oh, you're
champions
right.
Now.
The,
yep. Yeah, so skin very cancer course. Awareness. Yep. Absolute legend of a guy and does great things in that field. It was, what was it called before? But it was very male-centric before, and I think they rebranded middle of this year in Indeed. An effort to get the message across.
Because it's something that affects all of us, absolutely. So it's melanoma that he's seeking to raise money for, or sought to raise money for, did an incredible job. The reason it was kind of quite male-focused is it does tend to affect men at about twice the rate as women, but it is absolutely something that affects all of us. And Australia has the highest melanoma rates in the world. So definitely worth getting yourself checked. And hats off to Jimmy for raising $1 million. And he even managed to shave off his beard in one piece.
Oh, does he still have it?
And still has the beard.
Oh, yes, he has the beard. Where is the beard?
It was called beard season before, right?
It was.
That's what it was called before. Yeah, yeah.
So we're at 3-1. Lead is building here. Number 4.
I'm getting out my phone.
Founding CEO of CrossFit, Greg Glassman, stood down in June. Oh, wow. Who replaced him?
Eric Rosa.
Hey,
I wrote the article on the website.
There we go.
Menshealth.com.au.
Straight on the buzzer. That was a really good appointment, I think. I think he's... CrossFit kind of dipped for a little bit there. But yeah, he's back.
And I love the sort of focus that he's placing on mental health, which is a recent thing. And that hasn't really been sort of part of the, or as much a part of the sort of CrossFit world as before. So yeah, he seems to be a good...
And a real emphasis on inclusivity as well in terms of who can participate, but also abilities as well. It's not as like hardcore and potentially off-putting to people wanting to
try. It's sort of been a love it or hate
it
for some time, hasn't it? And I think it's becoming slightly more rounded now.
Absolutely.
Was it him and someone else, or it was just him?
Just Eric, I believe, unless you, who wrote the article, wanted to tell me anything.
Everyone who wants to know.
There's Dave Castro, who does the program.
Yeah, so it's kind of a two-pronged attack.
Right, yeah.
All right, moving into some Olympics. And we're going, seeing as Nick was so hot off the butter there, she's getting the point for that. So that's 3-2.
I think I should get 2 points for that.
Well.
Speed.
And a point for humility.
At the Tokyo Olympics, which swimmer became the most decorated Australian Olympian of all time? This is bringing back some fond memories, guys. We all remember this one, or at least we should remember this one. We had a lot of heroes from the
Are we talking Olympics and Paralympics?
Good clarification. We are talking just Olympics.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's female swimmer.
There was a bunch from the pool, so
yeah,
it's a
tough
one.
That's what I don't think it was Bronte.
Oh my god, I totally should know this.
What were some of your highlight moments from the games?
Well, we were just talking off mic about Peter Boll.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, incredible.
And watching all of his family and friends in watching his final as well.
That's
that
it. Yeah, their reactions.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
Is it Emily McKeon? Is that her name?
Nick?
I think you're right.
As she scrolls the internet.
Emma McKeon.
Yeah, Emma McKeon. She won 5 goals in Tokyo, matching Ian Thorpe's incredible record and putting her at 11 all-time, which puts her as our greatest Olympian. Continuing in Tokyo for another question. Rowan Browning ran the fastest 100 metres of any Australian ever at the Olympics. But what was his time? And I will accept 0.05 of a second either way.
Oh.
The flying mullet here we're talking about. Rowan Browning had incredible performance.
You'll accept 0.5 of a second
0.5
either side.
Way. Yeah.
Oh, well, then I'm just going to go say 10 seconds.
Yeah, that sounds 10.
I think it was, I don't know. If
did he break the 10-second barrier? That's the question.
I don't think so.
Don't.
I'm going to say 11. I think he was
seconds.
He wouldn't have made
I can run in 11.
Oh, what's the difference between 10 and 11?
A whole second.
The answer better be 9.
I'm going to say he did break 10.
Okay. And Nick?
So well, now I'm not saying 11. 9.
No. 9. Okay, I don't think you've seen much 100 metres recently, Nick.
No.
But you're going for what? So just breaking 10?
I'll say 9.96.
Okay.
10.2.
Okay, Scott has just got it within the 500th limit. It's 10.01. He did not break the...
Wait, surely I'm... Oh, no, you said 9.9.
10.2, yeah.
The thing is, I reckon if he cut the mullet, he would have cracked it. Extra weight, it's not super aerodynamic. Well, I guess it is aerodynamic, but yeah.
Well, our associate editor, Dan, interviewed him, didn't we, just before the game, so it's a shame we didn't sort of flag that with him. Shave off the mullet and you'll be sweet, mate.
Yeah.
All right, number seven. English soccer great and style icon David Beckham became the face of which Australian fitness chain earlier this year?
Was it Therabody?
No.
I feel like he did something with Therabody.
So this is, again, something that you've reported on, Nick.
Well, I definitely interviewed him.
I think it was...
You spoke to Beckham this year?
Oh. Yeah, totally.
I think you spoke to Beckham for F45 when invested in F45, taking fitness to the masses.
Oh, right. That was Ronaldo with Therabody.
There we go. You're getting your stars mixed up. This is day in the life of a Men's Health digital editor. Yeah. Ronaldo in the morning, Beckham in the afternoon.
What can I say?
I thought you were going down the Ronaldo route with the fitness and style and
Just football, keeping you guys guessing, you see.
Yeah.
All right. Lead is stretching. Nick, I'm going to need... In fact, this is you.
Can we get a little score check?
Okay. Score check.
Yeah, we're at, Scott.
Just after the halfway mark, we're at question number 8 and the score is 5-2. To Scott Henderson.
We're coming back strong.
No, exactly. You're expecting a big second half from Nicolina.
Yeah. On Ask Men's Health, we're always on the hunt for the most effective ways we can get fitter, sleep better, and look after our heart health. But we don't always see the results of the changes we make straight away, which is why we're loving the Samsung Galaxy Watch 4. It's the perfect companion towards health gains. It can track the things you can't see, like body composition, blood pressure, ECG, and BMI in real time, so that you can get the feedback you need to push forward with your health goals and become the best version of yourself. Head to samsung.com/au for more information.
All right, number 8. Who did the rugby player turned UFC champ Alex Volkanovski defeat to defend his featherweight UFC title in September? Nicolina, I swear to God.
Quick. I'm just watching her thumbs move really fast.
So a real Aussie legend in the making.
Who did Alex Volkanovski beat?
Yep, Alexander the Great Volkanovski in September defended his title. Who did he beat? I'll give you a clue. He's an American, and they both were judges on the UFC Ultimate Fighter show. So if you've seen that, which you evidently haven't.
I have to say, Lisa, editor of Women's Health, is our resident UFC expert.
Yeah, where is she when you need her?
Huge. Well,
call a friend.
Call a friend. You're more than welcome.
It wasn't Khabib, was it?
No. I'm going to forget that you asked that. Got any other option to go with? But Aussie UFC is in a really good place right now with Volk, Tuivasa, Rob Whitaker, another sort of Men's Health favourite. It's looking in a really good place right now.
I don't suppose it was Brian Ortega, was it?
I literally just saw that.
We both Googled it at the same time, so we'll both take the
fantastic
point.
Performance there, guys. You can both have a point for that, 6-3.
But what you were saying, Chris, I feel like UFC was a sport that really pivoted with the pandemic, with the whole...
the Dubai Fight Island.
They
reacted incredibly well and have actually flourished over the past year, haven't they?
Yeah, and it was just really good to see sports that were able to pivot. I know we were talking about golf before I think you mentioned fishing, and then there was debate whether that was a sport, but I think
for another day.
There's undeniable evidence that UFC is a sport.
And just their kind of entrepreneurial... almost ethos.
Yeah.
Just Dana White just making it happen was really quite impressive.
It's sports entertainment, which is good.
100%. And so we'll be watching Alexander Volkanovski's journey from now on, but we're moving on to number 9 now. And we're moving in to a little bit of pop culture. Multi-talented singer/swimmer and December issue cover star Cody Simpson released a book of poetry this year. What was it called? Now, Scott, I believe you spoke to Cody? Or is this Ben again?
No, this was actually...
You're right,
we had our correspondent up. So, the borders were still closed when we did this interview. So, Alex Mitchison, our correspondent up on the Gold Coast, chatted to Cody. I know. I feel like I know the answer to this as
You do know?
Yeah, I do.
Yes, Nick.
It's Prince Neptune.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Oh, I'm giving you that one. That's 6-4.
And fantastic. His poetry is great. He's a good poet and a great songwriter and
very much.
And apparently an even better swimmer. Yeah.
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 Incredible, man.
I want to address that actually. I feel like he got unfair. I want to back Cody for a second because I remember there was this headline when he went for the Olympic trials this year and he came eighth. But he came eighth in the final of the Olympic trials.
Which is incredible.
And I remember Cody calling out the media at that time saying, because, you know, they're saying, oh, he failed. And he's like, oh, it wasn't a failure. He's still in the final for an Olympic trials. I think he will get to Paris in 2024.
And he hadn't swum competitively since 13, hadn't he?
Yeah, well, he's been quite busy, I guess. Yeah. Taking over the music world, you know. But Cody's incredible. Like you forget that he's so young, and we've spoken since the cover, and he's so intelligent and such a deep thinker. I think he's 24.
Wow. Yeah, still young.
Still super young, and you know, I think of what I was doing when I was 24, and it's embarrassing. Yeah, sure. Yeah, exactly.
All right. 6-4. So, Nick, you are narrowing the lead. Congratulations.
Thank you.
In November, Simu Liu became the first Asian man to cover Australian Men's Health after starring in Marvel's Shang-Chi. But before becoming a superhero, the 32-year-old had a different job in Hollywood.
I know this.
What was it?
First of all, I love him. He's amazing. Also, they're doing the second one.
Yeah,
which
just
is fantastic. So we're so excited.
Is that right?
That.
It was such a good movie.
It was such a great movie.
He's incredible. And Awkwafina as well.
And we loved this one for the DigiSphere because he was actually a stock photo model.
Are you talking about Kim's Convenience?
No. So my follow-up, I'm talking before Kim's Convenience.
Oh,
stock photo model.
Yes. He was a model for stock photos online. Surely this is your answer.
And he, worked at parties as he was Spider-Man. He entertained as Spider-Man at kids' parties.
Yep. I wasn't including that in a Hollywood career.
Oh,
there's something
Hollywood
else entirely that he worked
Well, I thought our answers were great.
I did too. So. I'm giving us both a point.
but
in Hollywood.
Yeah, I want to know this now.
Was this in my interview?
It did. It did feature. But also, Scott, so you actually gave the reins over to Simu as guest editor for this issue, which was a big occasion. What was that like?
Yeah, well, it was great. So when we had our chat, it's actually probably one of the most profound interviews I've done in my time at Men's Health. And he just had so much to say, not only about obviously health and fitness and Shang-Chi and, you know, diversity in Hollywood and that sort of thing and representation, but he kind of went beyond that. So there was more to the interview than could actually fit in the article that ended up going to print. So, we kind of shared the editor's reins in terms of, you know, he had input on the cover image, which was him. So, you know, we co-wrote the Ed's letter together. He's really hands-on and
he's one of those real phenomenal sort of modern leading men, isn't he?
Totally.
He's like a really
and
sort of good grasp on responsibility.
Deserving of all the success that comes his way.
100%.
Now this job, tell me, wait, is this an acting job or is it more like
so
a white
semi-acting.
Collar?
Semi-acting.
Semi-acting. Because he wasn't, an accountant or something?
It's somewhat dangerous. Yes, he wasn't
accountant
for that.
A stuntman for sure. If it was stuntman.
Wow,
okay.
Yeah.
So much before he became...
Yeah, exactly. He really floated around before entering Marvel's universe. All right, we're on the home stretch now. 7-4, number 11. Aussie Daniel Scali broke the Guinness World Record for longest plank ever recorded. How long did he manage to hold it for?
I know this because I interviewed him. Do you want to have a stab?
Absolutely not. I would love to hear.
If I'm correct, is it 9 hours, 30 minutes, and it was like 1 second?
Bang on.
Yes. And he did it for an incredible cause too, Chronic Pain Sufferers Australia, because he's a sufferer of chronic pain, which is awesome.
Is that right? Wow.
Can you imagine planking for nine? Like, I think a minute is probably...
I was going to say 5 minutes.
Wow, 5 minutes, solid.
I remember doing five when I was like... way younger, like 15, I've never gone anywhere near there since. Like 9 hours is just beyond comprehension.
He speaks about how he got to a point where he just felt like he had to start vomiting because there was just so much pain and his mind was...
And is it cramping? Like,
oh, I can imagine it's cramping. Oh,
how did he overcome his chronic pain to do something like this?
I mean, I think just mentally, you know, training strong, being, you know, I don't even know. You can't even imagine.
I was going to say, that's just the case.
Yeah, just building his mental strength.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
All right, well, we all need to get in the gym, work on our planks.
9 hours, Scott.
Yeah, exactly. Number 12.
I can't even do anything for 9 hours. I can't even sleep for nine hours.
A full work day is a stretch. Yeah. Okay, number 12. Final one, and we're ending on a real men's health favourite here. Dylan Alcott retired from competitive tennis this year. What feat did he achieve before doing so?
It is, do you know?
Yeah, is it called a Golden Slam?
Yeah.
Where you win all the Grand Slams?
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, exactly. So he won all four Grand Slams, yeah, and the Olympic gold within a calendar year, which has never been achieved before by a male.
I mean, what a way to retire.
I know, right? And that mic drop, just incredible.
Yeah, amazing.
And,
yeah.
So his final tournament is Wimbledon, right? This year. Or 2023.
Yeah, next year. Is it 20?
No, he's retired already. So he retired off the back of...
I think he's playing till Wimbledon.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm humble enough to have
he announced the
because there might still be an opportunity to catch him. Fingers crossed, borders open for one last Wimbledon.
Yes. Oh,
okay.
Take it out. But good?
He'll probably do a shoey then. Hey.
Potentially.
On that note, I think we're going to wrap things up. So I'm not going to go into the scores. Got one.
Look, we're all on the same team.
Yeah, exactly. We're all friends
here. All right. Well, before we wrap up, what was your favourite issue this year, Nicolina?
Oh, Simu, because I just love him. I think he's incredible. I mean, they were all awesome. The comeback issue was great because it was just so exciting. And, you know, we love Chris Hemsworth. He's great. So those two are probably my standouts.
Chris, do you have a favourite?
I do. I went for Cody, actually. I'm very much someone who judges a book by their cover, and I absolutely love the front cover of Cody's shoot is just incredible. And seeing, because he's definitely someone who I had perceived in a certain light, and reading that interview, I'd encourage everyone to go back and read that story, that interview. He's an incredibly inspiring young man. And as I say, that those shots that we managed to capture up in, was it Queensland?
Yeah, on the Gold Coast, yeah.
Yeah, well worth digging into. So I'm going to go with Cody.
Yeah.
What about you, Scott?
Oh, they're my babies. I can't pick a favourite.
Come on, just do it.
Isn't it ironic how I ask actors what their least favourite movie is, but I can't answer it myself.
What a hypocrite.
All right, well, we're going to call it on that note, guys. Thanks for listening. We hope you've taken part from home and had some fun and hopefully learned a few things. That concludes Ask Men's Health for 2021. We look forward to seeing you next year, refreshed, ready to go to start what is hopefully a pandemic unaffected year. Thanks for listening, guys.
This episode of Ask Men's Health was powered by the brand new Samsung Galaxy Watch 4, helping you to be your best self.